Our Pure Michigan Moment on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Nick Nurbin is Media and Digital Director of Travel Michigan. He's actually an itinerant traveler across the great state of Michigan. I live vicariously through his travels. We all do every week on this show. And today is going to be very interesting because we are going to be traveling up and down Michigan's Thumb Coast. Okay, tell everyone why they call it the Thumb Coast. Pretend someone just moved to the state for the very first time and they've never seen the mitten.
Well, one of the favorite things that Michiganders love to do is to show where they're from by holding up their hand and pointing to where they're from on their hand. And of course, the thumb is part of the hand. And over there in the eastern shoreline of Michigan, the western shoreline of Lake Huron is the thumb. And so the Thumb Coast stretches from Port Huron all the way up to the tip of the thumb by Port Austin and down to Bay City. And it is its own region. It's very agricultural. There's lots of farming and things that still happen there. And these waterfront communities are these quaint, charming little places all along the lakeshore and lots of fun things to see and do.
So, Nick, where did you start? You're traveling up the Thumb Coast. What's the first city?
Well, we drove over from Grand Rapids. And when you come out along the shoreline of Saginaw Bay, where the thumb begins, in Bay City. So the Saginaw River flows into Saginaw Bay right there in Bay City. They've got a wonderful waterfront area with all kinds of like bars and restaurants. And they got a great downtown district with entertainment and art galleries and all kinds of things. So Bay City is a fun place that sometimes can be overlooked. And then we headed up the Thumb Coast toward the tip of the thumb through Caseville. And Caseville is a beautiful waterfront community. They've got a beautiful pier and a waterfront area. Again, these are not large cities. These are smaller, quaint waterfront villages. And Caseville is known for the Cheeseburger in Caseville Festival. It began as the Cheeseburger Festival many years ago, and it's grown into this week-long celebration this year, August 14th through 23rd, where they celebrate the cheeseburger, but also the community there along the Thumb Coast.
In case people are wondering, it has all of 652 people in Caseville. So it's a very quaint town. And nature is big there, too, obviously, with the lake and the beaches. And it just looks phenomenal.
It is. And so where we camped, we camped at Port Crescent State Park. It's between Caseville and Port Austin. And I had been there growing up with my family in junior high. And it had been years since I've been back to Port Crescent State Park. But for those that like to camp and also be near the beach, it's a gorgeous state park. Michigan has so many wonderful state parks, more than 100 of them. And we loved it there. It's beautiful. They've got a separate beach area. And then for the campsites, you know, you're right there where you can access the water. It's beautiful during the summertime. And then we went up to Port Austin. And I'm telling you, this is, it was very nice. Like, we spent a lot of time on the west coast of Michigan. We live in Grand Rapids, so we spent a lot of time in Grand Haven or Holland or up into Muskegon and Ludington and further north. And this was reminiscent of some of those communities where it's centered around the lake, obviously. They've got a kayaking rental, Port Austin Kayak. They do a great job with renting stand-up paddleboards and kayaks. You can take boat tours and do other things. There's also a wonderful arts community. We learned about a really unique barn art initiative where you can actually tour. These artists have created these murals on the side of these barns at these farms in the area, and you can tour around and check out these wonderful art installations on the side of these barns. And there's also some great dining there. We went to a place called Bird Creek Farm. The food was amazing. We had some perch. We had all kinds of wonderful things. So Port Austin, another great place on the Thumb Coast.
Oh, perch sounds delicious. And I see here there's something called Turnip Rock. Is that right? Turnip Rock?
That's where Turnip Rock is located. It is up there near Port Austin. It's accessible only by boat. So you can rent the kayaks from Port Austin Kayak and kayak out to the Thumb Coast or out to Turnip Rock. They do recommend looking for the weather and making sure you have the proper safety gear, and they provide life jackets and all that kind of thing. And it is a little bit of a paddle. It's like 3 miles each way. So if you're a beginner kayak, it may not be the best option. If you've been in a kayak before and paddled it, you'd be great.
All right. What's next as you head up the Thumb Coast, Nick?
Well, so now as you're headed down the Thumb Coast toward Port Huron from the tip of the thumb at Port Austin, we stopped at Point Au Barque. a French name. And it really is a wonderful lighthouse there, a historic lighthouse dating back to the 1800s, beautiful setting there. And we were kind of surprised to see that it was on a rocky bluff overlooking Lake Huron, you know, so it's not all sand along the coast there. It's really unique rock formations and a beautiful historic lighthouse. And then just past that is Harbor Beach. And, you know, obviously a waterfront community with a name like Harbor Beach, but they've got a beautiful city park area that's got all kinds of green space and an amazing pier to walk out and see that, the waterfront and lakeshore area. So if you're a boater, you can see all these places by boat. Those that tour Lake Huron by boat, highly recommend stopping at Harbor Beach.
Why do you think that some parts of Michigan become so popular, like the Traverse City area, versus some of these out-of-the-way places that people don't always think about? I assume that there might be less traffic where you were over the weekend. Maybe not, because it was a holiday weekend. But these aren't places that a lot of people think about to put on their itinerary. It's more the Mackinac Islands or, like I said, over there on the west side of Michigan.
Well, I think people have different reasons why they visit these places. Like in Traverse City, for example, the wineries are a big draw. There's 50 wineries in the region now. There's also Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, which is a popular destination for people all over the world. So some of those kind of things are the reasons why Mackinac Island, you know, there's no cars there. It's a unique oddity to go to a place where you're the only state highway in the country with no stoplights or stop signs because it's all, you know, bicycles and horses and carriages.
Yeah.
So there are different reasons in the Upper Peninsula being, you know, some of the best wilderness in the country to go see all these wonderful places on Lake Superior. So, yeah, there are different reasons why in the Thumb Coast, it's just, I think, it was a slower pace. We loved how it was just very mellow and laid back. We met so many friendly people. We met a shop owner. She has a shop that sells merchandise for M25, which is the road to the highway that runs along the Thumb Coast. She had just opened, and we purchased a couple items from her, and she was thrilled because she literally had just opened days before. And the hoodie that I bought with the M25 logo, her husband had dropped them off 2 hours earlier. So it's great to support some of those small businesses. And I think the tourism continues to grow.
That's wonderful. I love that. The Cheeseburger in Caseville Festival in Caseville, Michigan is coming up August 14th through the 23rd. I'll bet you get a pretty good cheeseburger at that festival there, Nick.
I know we've talked about it for years. I've never been there during the festival, but on my bucket list for sure, because I do love a good cheeseburger.
And back up to Mackinac Island, I wanted to mention that the Memorial Day ceremony they do is just very stirring, isn't it?
Well, we learned from Steve and Dominic, who work with the administration there at the Fort Mackinac Historic Park, and they have such amazing history. We did a Facebook post on Pure Michigan earlier this week on Memorial Day. And people want to go look at that and read more about some of that history, that they do a special ceremony where they have a honor guard that marches from the fort up to the post cemetery. There are people and soldiers who are buried in that cemetery going back to the 1700s.
Wow.
And so it's when we look at America 250 and celebrating 250 years of independence this summer, looking back at Mackinac Island was a primary factor in the revolution of our country. And there's a wonderful resources on the Mackinac Historic Park's website about that connection, including there was a battle. The first land engagement in the War of 1812 was on Mackinac Island. And so a lot of people don't realize how it factored into our country's history, not just our state's history. And yeah, they do a gun salute, a rifle salute with the historic muskets up at the post cemetery on Memorial Day. If you want to honor our country and our servicemen and women, that's a spectacular place to do it some Memorial Day.
Oh, gosh, we just have we're so rich in resources here in travel industry. And what a joy it must be for you and all our friends up at Pure Michigan to be able to promote this state of all states in the United States as America celebrates its 250th. Michigan is amazing.
Well, talk about in marketing, you know, it's all about the product, right? And in Michigan, we have an incredible product to talk about day in and day out, and so many wonderful, beautiful places to visit. But our history here is just really incredible.
He is Nick Nurbin, Media and Digital Director with Travel Michigan from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and the Pure Michigan Campaign. Your trip begins where?
at Michigan.org.
It sure does. Michigan.org. Beautiful website for a beautiful state. And this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.